Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Given months of low market prices in most sectors of Kentucky agriculture, there was no real shock at projections from the recent UK Ag Outlook news conference. Still, ag economist Dr. Will Snell put it into perspective with recent years' strong prices.
We peaked out at $6.5 billion was our record level of cash receipts back in 2014. Last year we fell 10%, and my colleagues and I are projecting $5.4 billion for 2016, so about a 7% drop on top of the 10% drop we had the year before.
Oversupply in many commodities, a sluggish world economy, and a strengthening U.S. dollar are all impacting farm receipts, and receipts are the major component of net farm income. For Kentucky, growing season weather patterns, wet early and dry from then on top of other factors, made for a shrinking bottom line here.
But here in the state, we've lost more than $1 billion of cash receipts, and obviously the ending of the tobacco buyout payments in 2014 have to be taken out of that equation.
They project Kentucky 2016 net farm income at $1.5 billion, potentially its lowest since 2010. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. We're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with UK ag economist Dr. Will Snell delivering the grim but not unexpected news for farmers that 2016 receipts and projected net farm income were not good. Our state's crop diversity did, however, provide one or two bright spots.
If you look at the distribution there, again, poultry remains our number one enterprise with equine second. And both of those had pretty solid years as the poultry market recovered from the avian influenza epidemic we had in the year before. And the equine market was fairly solid here in 2016.
The cyclical nature of the ag economy is a fact of life for farmers. Snell did indicate that at least this year ahead looks like it may be the bottom of the downturn.
What we're projecting for 2017, we're actually projecting that we may be flat with those receipts remaining at $5.4 billion. That continue to be some challenging times for grain, dairy, and cattle, but we see some modest increases in terms of poultry, horses, hogs and tobacco for the upcoming year.
Ag economist Dr. Will Snell at UK's Ag Outlook News Conference. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.